Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Yud Ches. Osin Pasin LeBiros. In order to enable people to draw water from a well, which is usually a Rishus Yachin Midaraisa, and give to his animals for standing around the well, often Rishus HaRabin Daraisa, the Rabbanon permitted making a set of subpar mechitzos to transform the area into Rishus Yachin. The Mishnah records three basic machlokos. First, Rabbi Yehuda holds you only need four L-shaped posts, each 10 tefachim high and 6 tefachim wide on each corner, but Rabbi Meir holds an additional four straight posts are needed, one on each side. Second, Rabbi Meir holds that the space between the posts can't be more than 10 amos. Rabbi Yehuda holds it can be as much as 13 and a third amos. And third, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the area enclosed can't be larger than Beis HaSayim, which is 5,000 square amos, but the Rabbanon hold it can be larger, since giving water to animals is a normal residential need, and we only limit the size of Beis HaSayim when the enclosure is not hukaf ledira, surrounded for normal residential needs. The Gemara tries to identify three Tanaim who may disagree with our Mishnah. Lema masnisim velo kechanani. Chananya holds that we can make a wall of ropes around the bar, but not pasin, seemingly against our Mishnah, where we allow these posts, the pasin, to be rows. So Gemara explains that the Mishnah speaks about a be'er. Chanani would agree that one can make pasin for a be'er, just not for a bar. Lema masnisin delok Rabbi Akiva. Second, we suggest our Mishnah only says that one can make pasin for a be'er, but Rabbi Akiva holds a pasin can be made even for a public bar, seemingly against our Mishnah. So Gemara answers that the Mishnah just chose a be'er because pasin would work regardless of whether it were public or private, but may agree that a public bar can also have pasin. Third, we say lema masnisin delok Rabbi ben Bava. Rabbi ben Bava only allows pasin for a public be'er, but not a private be'er, while our Mishnah allows it for biraos, implying that every type of be'er would be eligible for pasin. Gemara answers that biraos di alma, my biraos di alma. When it says biraos, it means all public biraos, not different types of biraos. It just means all the different public biraos that one would find. My diyumdin. When the Mishnah says that the posts are diyumdin, it means diyo amudin, a double post, just like diyufra refers to a fig tree that grows a double crop, and diyo partsuf refers to two faces Hashem initially created Adam Rishon with, it always refers to a double. So the Gemara records in Machlokas Amoraim whether Chava was created from the second facial form on Adam, like Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar holds, which would explain the pasuk says Achor v'kadim tzarasani, or from a tail, and the pasuk means that Adam was Achor l'maaseh bereishis, the last thing created in the world, and Kadum l'paranus, the first to suffer in the Mabul. So the Gemara quotes four psukim that seem to indicate whether Chava was taken from a second facial form or a tail, and addresses how the other opinion deals with each of the psukim. Vayitzar, Hashem's creation of man, is spelled with two yuds, implying that it was a double face. However, it may also refer to Oile miyitzri, Oile miyotzri, man's struggle to satisfy his desires and Hashem. Second pasuk we quote, Zachor nekeva baram, implies a double face, or it may refer to Hashem's initial plan before he decided to create just one person at a time. Third pasuk, Vayaskar Basar Tachtena, implies that Hashem removing a full person from Adam, or it may refer to closing up the cut from which the tail came. Fourth pasuk, Vayiven, describing the building of Chava, sounds like she was constructed from a tail, or it may be referring to her braided hair or feminine shape that enables childbirth. Uleman diyamar partsuf, heimina yusagi bereisha, if Adam was created as a double form, the Gemara explains that Adam was in front, since it is usher to walk behind a woman on the road, and especially bad to walk behind a woman through a river where he will likely gaze at her. It's similarly usher to slowly hand the woman money just to gaze at her. Rav Nachman suggests that Manoach, the father of Shimshon, was Nama Aretz, since the pasuk says he went acharei ishto, after his wife, which he's not allowed to do, but Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak holds, it's just an expression that means he followed her advice, as it was used in the context of Elkanah and Elisha, where clearly they were not Amei Aretz. They were just following advice. Rabbi Yochanan says it's better to walk behind a lion than a woman, which in turn is better than behind an idolater, which in turn is better than behind a shul when people are davening. The Gemara goes on to list seven other things that Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar taught, six of which are in today's daf. First, Kalosna Shanim Shaya Adam Rishon Benidui, the entire time Adam was banned for eating from Eitz Hadas, he created demons from accidentally having semen come out of his body. Second, Miksa Shvachal Shal Adam Bafanav, we should only say part of a person's praise in front of him, like Hashem did with Noach, only describing him as a tzaddik to his face and not also a tamim. Third, the dove that Noach sent out of the Teva took an olive branch as if to say he prefers bitter olive leaves from Hashem rather than sweet food given by people. Fourth, kol bayish and nishman divrei Torah belayla, shuveinu nechrav. Any house the Torah is heard in at night will never be destroyed. Fifth, miyom shachar beis migdash, dayo li olam, she sheishtamish b'shtei yosiyos. Since the Churban Bayis, we only need two letters, the two-letter name of Hashem, the Yud and Hey together, that's all we require. And sixth, when Bavel was cursed, so were its neighbors, but when Shomron was cursed, its neighbors were blessed. That's the basic Chazar, Shabbos, of Erevin, rather, Daf Yud Ches.